Well, it's a matter of negotiation between a three-way negotiation between the council, central government, who are being asked to pay for these things, and Team New Zealand, who want to be paid. That negotiation hasn't been completed yet.
So what's your general feel then? Are you comfortable at the moment when you add in that particular spend, you add in what's going to happen with the restructure of the viaduct? Are you comfortable as a government, the America's Cup minister, and what is planned out here?
Well, I think we've been making significant progress in the last couple of weeks. I thought some of the plans that had this enormous protrusion into the harbour were unwise. I thought that the cost-benefit analysis that lay behind that didn't properly value the open space being lost, and that when you did that, you came up with a solution that was clustered around the Wynyard Quarter, which is where we're heading towards and where the council's heading towards and where Team New Zealand seem to be reasonably comfortable with, although they've obviously got some practical concerns that will have to be dealt with. So, you know, I think we're making progress towards a conclusion. Obviously, if any one of the parties is unreasonable, then the negotiation can go off the rails, but at the moment it seems to be going all right.
Because, David, what I understood is this thing was locked and loaded. Now, that's not the case. For example, Team New Zealand still has some non-negotiables. They want, for example, a legacy base, so even if they were to lose this thing in 2021, they'd still have a home for future challenges wherever they may be. Are there still some stumbling blocks here, i.e. is there the potential still a deal may not be done?
Yeah, there is that potential. If any one of the parties becomes unreasonable, then we could lose it. In respect of those legacy benefits, I actually agree with Team New Zealand on this one. I think we've got to be very careful that we don't occupy all of the open space around Wynyard Quarter after the America's Cup, assuming it proceeds here, and then create a problem for the future because there's no open space next time we need a large event, be it the America's Cup or something like that. So, yeah, I can see the vision that they've got there. I actually share that as a vision, and I think there's many people on the council do too.
David Parker, is that design that was green-lighted by the council, initially green-lighted on Thursday, is that the same design that you guys drew up on Sunday when you met with Team New Zealand?
Not identical, but broadly so. Yes, it was. It identified various smaller protrusions into the harbour and various open spaces that could be repurposed for the America's Cup this time around.
So would you expect then, David, this proposal from what we're seeing at the moment, will that be further refined to make this work?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think there's some flexibility being shown by all three parties. You know, it's only recently that the dimensions of the craft have been known to some of the, you know, to the government, for example, and that's relevant to the practicalities of turning circles and things that are required because these craft are quite large.
David, another issue here, and I know I'm asking you to be a boatie, but this is a big one for as far as the economic return for the city and for New Zealand as well. They're talking about somewhere between 120 and 160 super yachts arriving in New Zealand. Now, from what I understand, under this proposal that you guys are looking to move forward with, that would make it very difficult to house those numbers.
Well, actually, you know, some of these super yachts are so obscenely large at the moment that they can't even fit in the harbour, whatever the configuration is, and they're probably going to have to, you know, moor at larger wharfs elsewhere or moor out in the harbour. So it depends on which one you're talking about. But the plan is proposed, as I understand it, has room for some of those large yachts in the Wynyard Basin itself and some of them on the western side of Wynyard Point, an area which the council was planning to replace the seawall and dredge to a slightly deeper depth anyway. So I think a fair number of them will be able to be accommodated.
David Parker, the America's Cup Minister, with us, guys. David, in terms of the importance for you, you've come into this role. I had Grant Robertson on the program last weekend in terms of an overview of sport. How important is this to you? I.e., I mean, is there an endless budget or do you sit back and say, no, if we don't get the right things, if we don't get flexibility here, then we will let this thing go?
Well, there's never an endless budget for anything, really. You know, at one level, extra money that government spends on this sort of thing is less money that can be spent on, you know, hips, replacement hips and housing for people who need homes. Having said that, the economic case for this is quite strong because, as you say, there are some economic spin-offs, some improved tourism and some money spent on boat repairs and the boat industry for those who are participating, as well as the wages and money spent into the economy by the teams as they are here. So whilst there is no you know, whilst there is obviously a bottom line beyond we would think we would be unreasonably pushed, and we wouldn't be pushed beyond that, we also recognise there are benefits. And that's why I think all three parties are trying to find a solution.
It's my understanding, David, that Team New Zealand do and are looking at options beyond New Zealand if this thing wasn't to play out. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes, but you'd have to. I haven't looked into how real those other options are. But yes, I think there's a point beyond which they wouldn't be pushed either, and they've got to have some things that make this viable for them. And you know, that's the nature of a negotiation.
Where would the money come from? So this hosting fee, because as I said, I hadn't really thought about this, but it's like a Rugby World Cup. It's like the World Masters Games. It costs logistically money, as you know, David, to put these events on. So Team New Zealand, I guess, have every right to ask for it. Where would that money come from?
Well, effectively out of the taxes that people pay. And the justification for it is that the economy, particularly in Auckland, will be stronger, and therefore businesses will do better. They'll be a little bit more profitable than they would otherwise be, and some of that will flow back to the government in the form of taxes. Most of it will stay in the pockets of Auckland businesses, and hopefully if this is done right and we can get to a deal, it'll be a three-way win between the council, central government and Team New Zealand.
So were you always aware that on top of building the infrastructure, supporting the infrastructure, that there would be a hosting fee, which I imagine will go into the tens of millions, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm not going to speculate as to the amount. It'll be significant. Yes, I've been aware of that for some time.
What do you think at the moment, David Parker, the reaction of the public is? I know that you can't tap into everybody out there, but I have to ask this question because you probably realise that I'm very much pro the America's Cup. I love it. I don't understand sailing, David, but I love what it does to this country, the intangibles of happiness. What do you think the reaction is going to be of the public when you announce this and say, yep, this is what we're spending, X, Y, Z, plus a hosting fee to make this event happen?
There'll be a range of views. There are some people who will be really in favour of it because they like, you know, they see the economic benefits and they like the success story that lies behind not just Team New Zealand but some of the New Zealand technology that lies in that, and some of the, you know, even tailor-made productions that, you know, have done the graphics for all the years. There'll be other people who were somewhat suspicious of the great protrusion out into the harbour, and if that had gone ahead as was originally planned, there would have been a lot of critics of that. And I think they would have been justified in their criticisms. Then there'll be other people who, no matter what amount is spent, will say, oh, look, you know, we're not really into this. This seems to be, you know, toys for the boys. Why should we putting money into the pockets of billionaires who are some of the underlying sponsors? So all of those viewpoints are valid. What we're trying to do is do something that is in the best interest of New Zealand overall. And, you know, that's what we're elected to try and do.
Right, I leave you with this. In terms of confidence levels, where are they at in terms of this thing happening, getting this thing green-lighted for the beginning of building next year? Where are your confidence levels at?
Reasonably confident. It's not in the bag. But yeah, no, as I said, I think goodwill and reasonableness is so far being shown by the three parties to the negotiation.
Good to have you on the program, David. I thank you so much.
Thank you.